When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is up, Pittsburgh Steeler fans? Welcome back to another day recap of the 2024 NFL Draft. Day two is in the books. Rounds two and three, the Steelers make three selections. They finish up all of their picks inside the top 100. And it was a doozy of a day, as some people might say. I'm Jeff Hartman, joined by Brian Davis and Dave Schofield. Brian, what's going on?
I am not Dave's go-to go west. I am not the king of wishful thinking. I am Katrina and the waves. Gentlemen, I'm walking on sunshine.
There you go. All right. Dave Schofield, what's up?
Hey, Jeff, Brian, long time no see. Yeah, wait a second. It's been a lot of draft talk tonight.
Yes.
Love it, especially when the Steelers are having the draft that they're having. I'm really happy with how everything's going, if you can't tell.
It's been a great day. It's been a great day of coverage. Again, I will say that I'm super stoked and proud of the Steel Curtain Network crew. For those of you that checked out our live stream, we've been doing like 4 hours. We did like 4 hours today. It was insane. But we had a lot of people join and they just watched with us. Like, it wasn't anything spectacular. We didn't do anything special or gimmicky. It was just us watching the draft. It was a lot of fun. And what we saw the Pittsburgh Steelers is slowly start to continue to hit those positions of need. And it started in the second round, pick number, was it 80? Was it 81? No. When did they pick?
Second round? That was 51.
Yeah. 51. I'm sorry. 51, yeah. 84.
Been a long night.
It's been a long night. And when I was setting the schedule, because I set up the schedule as to who's going to come into the live stream, I scheduled Shannon White to be there for when the Steelers picked in the second round. And the reason why is that Shannon White loves Zach Frazier. Shannon White loves the state of West Virginia, and Shannon White loves his West Virginia Mountaineers. And so when I've had this, like, I've got to have Shannon on for this pick. What a roller coaster that was, as we sat there and waited and wondered, okay, Jackson Power Johnson goes to the Raiders. What's going to happen with Zach Frazier? And then when he's there, are they going to get Zach Frazier? Is it going to be Creed Humphrey 2.0? It was a great experience, just the interaction with all the group there. Dave, they get Zach Frazier. They get their center in the second round. What were your thoughts?
I was going to be content if the Steelers took Zach Frazier at pick 20. And some people thought I was crazy, but I'm like, if nothing's better there and that's your guy, you get your guy.
Yeah.
They didn't. They had a great pick at 20 yesterday. Then I was fine if the Steelers wanted Zach Frazier, if they use some of their other draft capital, not make as many picks and move up. First, it looked like it. Ooh, what would it take to move up a lot? We're on there with Big G talking about what it would take. Brian's breaking down how much things would be. We're looking at every trade, and boy, there was a ton of trades to start off day two. A ton of trades. All the picks around the Steelers are getting traded. And I'm like, I'm willing for them to move up. And they didn't. And they held. And they held. And they held. Hold. Hold.
Hold the hold. Line.
Zach Frazier, there he is.
Yeah.
It was exciting. It was fun. That was a great draft moment. That's, I mean, as much as I like all the picks, that was the best moment so far. That really was. But I'll just leave it at Frazier because that's all you asked after now. But that was exciting. Shannon had me convinced that that he could be the guy, and he's the guy.
Yeah. Brian, what was your take on Zach Frazier? It was an experience.
I echo everything that both of you said. This was the triumph of the human spirit watching Shannon White. I got to tell you, because he was
triumph of the human spirit.
And Shannon said, I'm going to cry either way. Yeah. I'm going to cry if they
needed a win,
cry if they don't. And he needed it. And that's just something you root for. And the Steelers did, in all seriousness, I really think they needed to take a center there. I think this, our reaction, they could have even gotten a better player there, but I'm not saying it's center, but overall they could have gotten something amazing. However, this was the perfect pick for their situation. And I absolutely loved it. I think this is great. This guy is automatically going to be a fan favorite. Everybody in the live chat, you know what they were saying? I need my Zach Frazier jersey. And he's probably going to get your number 54 because Quan Alexander is not signed to this team.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. And I think that this is something that I try to keep a realistic outlook when it comes to the approach by the front office, whether it's Omar Khan and Andy Weidel in the current front office, whether it was Kevin Colbert and his crew when he was doing this for 20 years for the Steelers. Is we can laud Omar Khan for his patience, but at the same time, if Zach Frazier would have been selected prior to 51, people would have been absolutely fuming, flipping out, suggesting that he should have been more aggressive. There is a lot of luck that comes into the NFL draft. The more you pay attention to it, the more you realize, think about round one and how the board fell with all those quarterbacks in the top 12. There's some luck there. That's not anything that Omar Khan or Mike Tomlin or Art Rooney II can control. They are literally just playing the board and they're keeping their fingers crossed saying, let's hope we don't have to trade any draft capital. Nonetheless, his patience did pay off. They didn't have to trade up. They like Zach Frazier. Everything that I heard was that they like Frazier more than Jackson Powers Johnson. So the Raiders taking JPJ earlier did not impact who they would want to pick anyways. So the Steelers get their center and it's shaping up to be one formidable offensive line. If at some point this year, not necessarily to start on day one, you eventually have your first round pick on the left side, your first round pick from last year on the right side, Sayamalu, Frazier, and Daniels in the middle. I like that group. I really do. Dave, what do you want to say?
Of all the centers that have been drafted so far, unless I missed it right after the Steelers pick, I don't think that another one went after the Steelers' final pick in round three. Frazier is the one who's ready to play at center right now the most because he's the one who's played it the most in college leading up to his pro career. Yeah. So I know that JPJ played it this past year, but I think this was his only year playing center, and Grant Barton hadn't played it in 3 years and things of that nature. So I was even saying, hey, you know, when people were discussing Barton versus Frazier, I said Barton might be the first round pick where Frazier might not be a first round pick, but he's probably more ready to be available sooner than the super athletic Barton. So with the Steelers having nobody else in their roster that snapped the football in a game within the last 2 years, I like that they got that checked such a big box that the Steelers needed. And there was, for the longest time, we've been talking about it. Or what are they doing at center? What are they doing at center? What if the draft doesn't fall right? Man, did it fall right. Didn't even have to move up to get him.
Didn't have to move up to get him. Zach Frazier comes in, like you said, with a lot of experience. He is a mauling center. He's a physical guy. He has a wrestling background. He played a lot of snaps for the West Virginia Mountaineers. And I think it's safe to say that he should be in, as Mike Tomlin would say, pole position to start the year at center for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I don't think that's a problem. I don't think that's a bad thing. We'll see how that goes. So the Steelers go offensive line in rounds one and two. And then we transition to round three, and the Steelers have two picks towards the end of round three. Don't forget that last pick, which was the compensation for the Kenny Pickett trade, pick 98. Their other pick was pick 84. So we're all sitting there thinking, what direction are the Steelers going to go in with this 84th pick? And we're on the live stream and we're talking and we're figuring out what the heck are they going to do? Are they going to go defensive line? There was a crazy run on defensive linemen, and most of the quality players were off the board. You saw more defenders, defensive backs going off the board. They end up taking Roman Wilson, wide receiver out of Michigan. Some people don't like him as much. I know our Andrew Wilbar and Bradley Locker are not really high on him as a prospect. That's fine. They have their opinions and we can have our own. But Dave, what was your opinion on the pick of Roman Wilson?
Well, I was kind of hoping for another Wilson there, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. I was fine with it because it was someone that was on the Steelers' radar. It was someone I remember people in the live chat talking about. That's who they wanted at wide receiver for the Steelers in day two. So that's why I knew who he was for that reason. I knew who he was because of the reports of Coach Tomlin wanting him and Quinyon Mitchell to go up against each other all the time at Senior Bowl practice. So I didn't know exactly what type of wide receiver he was. I didn't really look into him yet because he wasn't in black and gold yet. I wasn't going to take my time to do it. But he was a name I was familiar with. Once again, just like last year, the Steelers are drafting guys last year was the first four rounds, but so far through three rounds of all players that I'm familiar with, that I knew who they were and some stuff about them. Now, I didn't know a lot about Roman Wilson, but I thought it was a possibility for the Steelers. Now I'm starting to look at it doing the breaking news podcast that's already been out there for a while and seeing these things. I'm like, this makes sense. This makes a lot of sense for the Steelers. And when Coach KT Smith jumps on our live stream to tell us how much he likes the pick, that makes me feel even better.
Yeah. Brian, what was your take on Roman Wilson in that selection?
You know what? I want to elaborate with what Dave Schofield said. Back in the day, there was a commercial back in the 70s and 80s when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. And I feel that way when KT Smith talks. I've been listening to him every week for the last 4 years, and I'm going to continue to do so. And I love his excitement on Roman Wilson. Here's a guy who played for the national champions. He's a winner. The guy has speed. You know, he has some toughness too. So I really like what they're bringing here. I've heard some questions about his route running, but this is a good compliment to George Pickens. So I'm with Wilson. Hey, it wasn't Wilson the volleyball. It wasn't Wilson from Home Improvement. And it wasn't the other Wilson that Dave and I wanted at 3A. But Roman Wilson fits the bill. I'm excited about this pick too.
I was surprised they did go offense in the top three picks. I thought that they would try and go with a defender at some point earlier, but it didn't fit. And it honestly, the more I think about it in retrospect, it still doesn't fit mentally how they would throw in a defender and still check off the boxes that they need to check off in this draft process. So the Steelers take Roman Wilson. He's not a perfect wide receiver. He is a smaller guy, 5'11", very fast though. Going to be used a lot. Like, consider him a sturdier Calvin Austin III, a little bit more durable. He's definitely of that ilk. He did a great job with Michigan last year. I think he's going to come in. He's going to compete. I believe it's safe to say, I think we talked about this on the live stream, that between Quez Watkins, Calvin Austin III, and now Roman Wilson, one of those guys isn't making the team. And so they're going to have to, it's going to be a battle for a lot of those different types of who blocks better, who does those little dirty things better. Will be interesting to watch. What's up, Dave?
I'll tell you one thing. They might all have to be fighting for it, but I don't see Roman Wilson not making the team as a third round pick. Yeah.
No, so I think he's 100%. Yeah.
So there might be between the other two, but you also gotta, hey, he also went to the same high school as the Herbig boys in Hawaii. So they're getting some connections there.
Absolutely. Damn it, Dave.
What?
That's your trivia?
My blockbuster trivia.
We already talked about it in the live stream.
I wasn't on the live stream then. I was working.
Sorry.
No, sorry. We would have known it right away then.
Yeah, we would have known that. We talked about it.
Who knew it?
I think it was Jeremy.
Actually, it was me.
Oh, it was Dave. I'm sorry. It was Dave.
Well, I can't fire you, but I can still fire Jeremy, so I'm going to.
I'll rehire.
Sorry. Him. Sorry. Yeah.
Brian fires him, and I'll rehire him.
I'm mad that I said that, because I wish Brian would have said that. We would have been like, Jeff! And we would have fired it off like, yeah, everyone knows that, Brian. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Everyone knows that, Brian. Come on. All right.
Why didn't you know this sooner?
That was in the third round, the first of two third-round picks, and then the second third-round pick. The Steelers take another Wilson, Peyton Wilson. This is the linebacker out of NC State. And in case you don't know, that's where Bill Cowher went to school, at NC State. This dude is quite the enigma to me. I mean, he's had a crap ton of injuries, but the last two seasons, he's remained healthy. Really fast. This guy ran the 40 at 4.43. Like, that's incredible. He's 6'4", 233 pounds. I'm not about to sit here and say, oh, just go ahead and say that this is going to be your next linebacker duo for the next 5 years with him and Patrick Queen. And yeah, let's just – Peyton Wilson's got – no. He's going to be probably a special teamer, and he'll play sparingly and maybe in certain packages. We'll see. But this was a guy that some were projecting could go all the way into the 60s, not drop all the way back close to 100. Dave, when they get this Wilson, what did you think?
Yeah, as Brian and I were talking about on the live stream, the part where he was there and didn't miss these other discussions, we were both ready for the Steelers to take him with their first third-round pick. The Steelers did it again. It's Omar Khan, 2 years in a row. Every pick they made on day two was a player, at least for me, because I would have been willing for the Steelers, if they wanted Zach Frazier enough to take him at 20, that they got a player in their day two picks that I would have taken. I was willing for them to take one pick sooner that they had. They did it last year. When they drafted Joey Porter Jr. at 32, I was ready for the Steelers to take him at 17. And then they get Keanu Benton. I was ready for them to take him at 32. Okay. Then they get Darnell Watt. I was ready for them to take him at even 32, let alone where they got Benton. So they did it again because there were people that were wanting Roman Wilson at 51. But no, they got Zach Frazier. Then they get Roman Wilson at, what was it, 84? And then they get Peyton Wilson anyway, who wasn't that many picks later. Love it. Yes, there are the injury concerns. Absolutely. But you're talking about a player that's at the end of the third round. It's your fourth player that you've selected in the draft. Lots of upside. And as I talked about with how long players play in the NFL on StatGeek this week, there's really no guarantee that they're even going to be there to fill out their rookie contract, even in the third round. If he's one of those players because of the injury, then that's what happens with third round draft picks at times. But man, he's got the potential to also really be something. There is a dangerous floor due to injury, but man, there's a high ceiling that a lot of people said tape wise, he was the number one linebacker in this class. It was just too many red flags with the injuries.
All right, Brian, what was your take with the next Wilson, this one being Peyton Wilson?
I fell in love with him a while back, but even more this week when I was listening to another show on the Fans First Sports Network, one of our insiders that said, don't even worry about the injuries because of the two-year window, and said, this is the best tackling machine in the NFL draft. And that's what you would get with Peyton Wilson. And it would be for another team. And I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, wow, I would love to see him even more in Pittsburgh. And I had my crush with him. So I've had a few draft crushes, and this one is one I'm super excited about. He is what Kevin Smith would call a dude. He will have dude of the week. He will be a special teams phenomenon probably next year. The big thing is he's got to stay healthy. I don't want a situation where, do you guys remember the name Mike Humpel?
Name he was
only because of searching past drafts.
Okay, he was a number six pick, I believe, in 2009 or 2010.
It was since Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger. I knew that.
Yeah, it was 2010, and it was right before they took Ryan Mundy, so it was that draft. And it was a situation where we were really excited about this linebacker from Iowa.
2008.
Okay.
Yep.
Really excited about this linebacker from Iowa, but what happened was he never even. I don't even think he saw a preseason game. But so I don't want to put that out there, but there's always that caution with a guy like this, because I fell in love with another guy, Cinquez Golson, and we joke about that all the time, but he looked like a really good pick on paper. And if he was healthy, boy, you would have loved to have seen what this guy could have done. I hope they don't. That's the only thing I'm concerned of with this pick, but I like the idea that you've got 2 years of health. And so maybe it's behind him.
Yeah. Here's an interesting stat from ESPN Stats and Info on Peyton Wilson. In 2023, he had a missed tackle rate of 3%. It's pretty good. You like guys that can tackle? Like guys that can tackle well.
Yeah. Tackling machine.
You'll probably like this guy. So the Steelers have added four picks so far. I do have to ask this. I asked this way too late last night in round one. I want you to give me two grades. I want you to give me the knee-jerk grade for day two, and then give me your knee-jerk grade so far from rounds one through three. Let's just do one at a time. Let's do day two. Dave, what are you giving the grade for day two picks?
I'm really excited. You could have even not told me who the other two picks were after Zach Frazier. And I was going to love it.
Yeah.
So you know that's how it's going to be. I like that the Steelers went trenches, checked the box. So therefore, I'm going to give it an A. I could go A plus just because I'm a homer, but I'll go A. There could have maybe been the Steelers liked Roman Wilson. I think that fits. But to me, he wasn't the only receiver that could have potentially been there at that pick. But some of the other ones were already gone. Of the ones that I had looked at. So I'm not saying he had to be the receiver, but man, if they were going to take an inside linebacker, especially in the third round, that's the one I wanted. If they were getting a center in the second round, that's the one I wanted. So really, it's really pretty good.
All right, Brian, what about you for day two?
It's happy days for me, so I'm going to give it the double Fonzie A+.
A+. Wow. Okay.
A+. And here's the reason why. There's no yeah buts here. And we know Yinzers have a lot of yeah buts. When I was a kid, I'd say yeah, but then my parents were like, did you see the yeah but? The yeah buts going past. No yeah buts here. There was nothing where you're like, well, but they could have gotten this guy. They could have gotten this guy. Now we had that with Quinyon Mitchell in day one. And oh, they didn't get the center though. They didn't get this. But now you feel even better about day one now when you saw day two, because you have what were four of the five needs. When you had five needs, four of them were covered here. Linebacker being maybe four or five in there. The cornerback position is the only one that has been covered. Mm-hmm. So you can't say, yeah, but they didn't get a corner, because you don't have that pick to get it. But there will be a concerted effort to get some kind of corner, whether it be a Stephon Gilmore, whether it be another guy in a guy in the later rounds, in the sixth round or something. You know, TJ Tampa, what if he continues to fall? I mean, there's some things that could happen. I'm loving this. I've never had a draft that I was this excited, which kind of scares me, but I've never been this excited.
I was pretty excited last year. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I was too. But
my 2023 draft, I was pretty stoked when they got Broderick Jones, Joey Porter Jr., Keanu Benton, and then they get Darnell Washington and then Nick Herbig. I was like, oh my gosh, just stop there and I'm fine.
I think this is even sexier.
I mean, two of the three picks today, when the Steelers went on the clock, they took who I wanted. The only other one, the pick of Roman Wilson, it's because I mean, I kind of wanted Peyton Wilson at the time, but I wasn't completely sold that they had to take him right there. I didn't know exactly who I wanted during that pick.
Yeah.
So when it was someone I really wanted, the other two, that's who they took. So for me personally, I love it.
The one thing that if tarnished the Roman Wilson pick a little bit was because I was listening to Bradley Locker and Andrew Wilbar. I love those guys, but man, they were really pessimistic about them. And one of them's a Michigan fan, So, I mean, but then Jeremy Betts was like, I like Wilson and he's an Ohio State guy. So, I kind of felt a little bit better than KT Smith comes in and changes everything for me. Yeah. But that's the only thing that took the shine when they picked Roman Wilson for me to go get a little doubt, have doubt creep in, because I'm listening to guys that I respect their opinion.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, Brian had said something about five needs. Me, I only had three needs. The rest were wants. And of the three needs, they've got two of the three. So whether they address the third one in cornerback in day three, or they go the free agency route, that maybe they had some options if the right player wasn't there for them, I'm fine with that. But to me, offensive tackle and linebacker weren't needs as much as wants. You had players there that could play those positions, but you kind of wanted to get a little bit more there. So I love checking those boxes.
Yeah. So I give it an A, and I'll go ahead and say that I give this entire draft an A so far. I hate the word. It gets thrown around way too much in draft circles, but freaking value oozing out of the ears of every one of these picks. Like really, really tremendous stuff. Dave, what about you?
Yeah. And it's really hard. I mean, you grade a draft off of where other people thought players would go and how well they fit into what your team is doing and things like that. So you're grading the class now based on your ability to draft. The real grades come probably in 2 years at least, whenever they actually start to play. But that's not where we're sitting. We're sitting right after they happen. And that's why I'm like, give the Steelers an A for this draft so far. And I don't know that they could really do anything to ruin it for me on day three.
All right. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, I concur. This is if the world ended right now, I'd be happy. But then again, I'd be unhappy because I wouldn't be able to see this team function and play next year. Because this is, we kept on hearing, are they one player away? And the Steelers feel like they were a good draft away. And I think they have significantly boosted their lineup. Not all these guys are going to start day one, but I think right now, you have three bona fide starters on this team, not day one, but three starters in the year 2024. And the fourth one is a special team starter, but will be very valuable if needed, if the glass needs to be broken on him. And that's Peyton Wilson. But that's a guy that is going to make the team. You're just fine in the role because you have a guy on the team right now that is not a starter, but he's an all pro, and it's Miles Killebrew. So I see this Peyton Wilson pick being one of those guys that could be so valuable. And if he remains healthy, he could be a 10-year guy in special teams, like a Matthew Slater was for the New England Patriots all those years.
All right, so to recap, in case those that forgot, day three starts at 12 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. The Steelers have a pick in round four. They select 119th after the Seattle Seahawks in round four. They do not have a fifth round pick at this moment. They have two picks in the sixth round. They pick 195, but they also pick, remember, from the Arizona, from Carolina, 178. So they have the second pick in the sixth round, and then also again in 195, and then no picks in the seventh round. Again, that can change. Trades can happen. We will have covered every which way and sideways at Steel Curtain Network, both at steelcurtainnetwork.com, here on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our podcast platform that's audio only. Go check us out wherever you get your podcast by searching Steelers or Steel Curtain Network. Dave, any final thoughts?
Yeah, it's interesting when you kind of compare drafts from one to the next. We were really excited last year, still really excited. The Steelers had 4 picks last year in the top 100 and 4 picks this year again in the top 100. And their fourth round pick this coming year, or meaning this draft coming up tomorrow, well, I guess now it's after midnight, it's today, is an earlier pick than what it was last year when they took Nick Herbig. You look back to 2020 when the Steelers didn't have a first round pick. My goodness, the second player they drafted was Alex Highsmith as a comp pick that was pick one in the third round, that was pick 102. 102. We had to wait till 102 to get the Steelers' second draft pick.
Yeah.
And we're not even to 102 until tomorrow, and the Steelers have 4. That's how you build through the draft. I'm loving that they have this, that they got these picks up there, and that we can feel good about them. But really, let's get them in the black and gold. Let's get them to La Trobe. Let's see what they can do at training camp. Bring on the preseason. It's really exciting, but it still just has to translate onto the field.
All right, Brian, final thoughts?
My final thoughts are this. I very rarely disagree with Jeff Hartman. Very rarely disagree with Dave Schofield. I will disagree with Dave and Jeff both. With Dave, I'm disagreeing with. I disagree with the wants and needs. I actually think that linebacker was a need. Now, not to plug in day one, because you have a Landon Roberts. You have Patrick Queen. But I really think that you needed something else there. Wide receiver. I understand what you're saying about Van Jefferson. I understand about
wide receiver was a need for sure.
What was the other thing that wasn't a need? Offensive tackle.
Oh, offensive tackle. Because you had both starters coming back.
But I don't believe in Dan Moore.
That's what the thing. You upgraded.
So I really think that this is exactly what they wanted to do. I'll disagree with Jeff a little bit for a comment that he made earlier about how lucky Omar Khan is. Now, I understand exactly what you said, but I almost feel like he has a Huggy Bear out there. He has somebody out there just beating the streets and knows everything that is going on in every single circle, every single draft room, every single war room across the league. I feel like, you know, sure, you could be lucky, but sometimes you've got to be really good to be lucky too. So I just think with Omar Khan and who he's organized there, whether it's Andy Weidel, whether it's Dan Colbert, whether it's Sheldon White, who heads up that scouting department, all of these guys and everybody else in there, just absolutely spectacular. They do due diligence. I have never been in a situation. I started to last year, but we didn't know because we didn't know Omar Khan. I went into this draft this year not even nervous, because I'm like, they have a formula. And that's all you need to know. They've got a formula, and it feels really good to not question and not even have to try to watch Mel Kiper or anybody else and see their grades and go, oh, see again? No, you know what it's going to be. And you got to feel really good about it.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And I'll say, to clarify my luck comment, it doesn't mean that there's not talent involved. I just think sometimes with the way the board falls, you do have to be fortunate from time to time. And I think the Steelers have capitalized on that for sure.
All right. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So we'll be back tomorrow after day 3 and wrap up all of it. We'll wrap up the entire draft, the picks that are slated to be made on Saturday. In the meantime, everyone that's watching live, has watched, listened, whatever, checked out the website, we thank y'all very much. Brian and Dave, you continue your great work. I do appreciate all that you do. We will see you all on Saturday. Take it easy. Go Steelers. One more day. Here we go.